Thank you, Brother Hart. Let's sing that, sister.
Oh, I'm redeemed by love divine. Oh, glory, glory, Christ is mine. And unto Him I now resign. Oh, I have been redeemed. Yes, been redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine, unto Him I now resign. Oh, I have been redeemed. Yes, I'm redeemed by love divine. Oh, glory, glory, Christ is mine. Unto Him I now resign. Oh, I have been redeemed.
Yes, are you glad you've been redeemed? Have you been that way? Have you been redeemed? Come on now.
Whew.
I don't know of anybody that's been redeemed that's not glad that they've been so. I am redeemed by love divine. Ooh, glory. What would you get your Bibles and turn to Psalms chapter 96. Oh, hallelujah. Book of Psalms chapter 96. And we will start at verse 1. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless His name. Show forth His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the heathen, His wonders among all people. Brother Hart, would you pray? Amen, and you may be seated. Whew. Declare His glory among the heathen, His wonders among all people. I looked that word up in the dictionary today, declare. We all know what declare means, right? Yeah, most of us do. We use it fairly often. But the dictionary said to make clearly known, to show or reveal, to state intention. To state intention. You ever get behind somebody while you're driving? Oh, they go a little too slow. Sometimes they get off in the middle of the road. You can't get around them on this side. You can't get around them on that side. And sometimes they may even leave the turn signal on, and they don't know it's on, and they just go, bling, 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 bling. My goodness, doesn't that drive you crazy? You ever get behind somebody like that? Ooh, Lordy. I'll tell you what, I've been behind people like that. Sometimes I've been the one that they've been behind. So I know. I know they got to feel bad about it. Sometimes they can't seem to decide just exactly what they're going to do. And they're not real clear about what their intentions are. We used to blame all that on old folks. Well, we don't do that no more. Brother Fry's old folks now. We just blame that on bad driving. So, yeah, just bad driving. Folks that don't declare their intentions. They're not real clear about it. And it seems like people just moving along and they don't have any clear purpose. Do you get what I mean? Oh, have you ever been behind that person when you were driving? Oh, I remember when I was a child, anybody that drove slower than my dad was a moron. And anybody that drove faster than him was a maniac. Man, would you look at that maniac? He must have been doing 50 miles an hour getting around my dad. My dad wouldn't drive over 45. So that tells you how slow the other people were driving, the morons. But yeah, anybody that didn't do what he did was wrong. You ever feel that way? You ever feel like, my goodness, I've got to get around this guy. I've got to. Well, that's what we're going to talk about for a few minutes tonight. We're going to talk about declare yourself. Declare yourself. Oh. Now, there are all kinds of places the Bible speaks about people that can't make up their minds, you know, and I remember reading how Joshua had told the people, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods that your father served or the ones over here in Canaan, he said, come on, choose. Make up your mind. Choose you this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. And even Elijah, I remember Brother Hart preached about it just a week or so ago. Elijah asked, how long shall you halt between two opinions? If God be God, serve him. But if not, if Baal, serve Baal. No big deal. Whoever's God, serve him. Make up your mind, he said. He said, declare yourself. Make up your mind. Declare yourself. Now you can be on the right path. We can, you know, you ever get behind somebody that's going the right direction, but suddenly they stop and they're not going anywhere? Pow! Ooh, Lord, that wake you up, won't it? Man. My wife has done that. I've never rear-ended anybody. My wife, you look at my truck, I don't like her to drive it. There's a reason for that. Look at that bumper on the front. Woo, pow! Boy, when they stop in front of you, you got to be able to step on the brakes, huh? Because you might be going the right direction, but if you ain't moving, you're fixing to get run over. Sometimes we just seem to stop right in front of God and everybody. What do you think? Sometimes we just don't want to go on and do what we ought to do. Sometimes we just don't declare ourselves. Sometimes we just don't want to keep moving. Now you can be on the right path and still get run over if you're not doing what you ought to be doing. Ooh, you know that song we used to sing? I'm in the way, the bright. Y'all know that? Oh, buddy, you know where I'm going. She get up out the way. Ooh. Now some people like being in the way. That works every now and then. Yeah. Some people like to get in the way. And they want to stay in the way. Oh, because then they get all the attention. Man. Some people, well, they won't declare themselves. They won't declare what they need to do, but they want to be all in the way. And when they get in the way, they'll block you. They'll block me. And sometimes that just works. I don't know how many times I got to do that. We'll try to keep it working. Whew, this thing better declare itself. Sometimes when we get in the way, all we need to do is pray through. Yeah, come on now. We get down there and pray through, and then we can declare ourselves. We can make up our mind. Declare yourself. Make up your mind. Sometimes we don't seem to get it right, but then all we got to do is find a place to pray. And then we get it right. We can get going with it. Woo. Is it on? I hope it stays on. I hit it again. All right. Declare yourself. Now, you know what the dictionary says about declare? It says declare oneself. You know what that's about? Declare oneself to reveal one's true identity. It doesn't say reveal your identity. It says reveal your true identity. Declare oneself. So that's what we're talking about tonight. When you declare yourself, you declare who you are. Who are you? Who are we? Well, I can tell people I'm apostolic, you know. And some people say, well, what's that mean? I love it when they say that. When they ask me, what's that? What's apostolic? They say, oh, you mean you're Pentecostal? I said, no, I'm apostolic. Oh. And then I get the chance to get the Bible out, show them what apostolic's all about. Isn't that good? Man, you take them right there to the book of Acts and show them a bit of apostolic. Ooh, glory, hallelujah. I like people to ask questions. You know, ask me. I want to tell you. I want to declare myself. I want to declare myself. You know, Brother Raymond preached here, I guess New Year's Eve, wasn't it? I'm going to read what he preached. Just the scripture said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Did you know before you were redeemed, you were in the hand of the enemy? Why aren't we telling everybody? Why aren't we declaring it? Ooh, man. We need to be telling everybody. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Declare yourself. What are you and why? What are you and why? Declare yourself. Declare yourself. If you are redeemed, say it. Tell people about it. Don't be scared. People ought to hear it. Then they say, well, what are you redeemed from? Well, now you get to really go into some theology. Tell them all about Adam. Tell them what happened. And then take them a little further. Tell them what's going on. And tell them all about Jesus and what Jesus did. Then you can declare yourself because you've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Declare yourself. Tell people about it. Let your life show it. It said, talk right and spit white. Uh-oh. You ever heard that before, y'all? It said, talk right and spit white. I was at a camp meeting one time. I got to record the whole camp meeting. I was having a good time. Boy, I was having a blast. And I got to do all the recording. And I noticed, and we didn't have all these little fuzzy things on the microphones. We did have a couple of the preachers, and there were a lot of preachers there. We had a couple of the preachers actually got the old hankies out, and they put over top of it. It'll make it a little bit easier. Man, I'll tell you what, it's a wonder the microphones still work, because them preachers got to going, and it was spit everywhere. But you know what? It was all white. It was all white. All right, now, you know what I'm talking about. Don't be afraid to let people know. Don't be afraid. You know, when I first prayed through, I was afraid to tell people at work. I didn't want to bring shame or reproach on the church or the Almighty God. I didn't want my life. I didn't want to mess up. I didn't tell people about it. I didn't declare myself. I was afraid. I was afraid that I would mess up. And then they said, oh, if it's like that, well, I don't want it. Do you know you can't take God anywhere he's already been? You'll never take him to places he hadn't already been. Never. Declare yourself. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to declare yourself. Yeah, you're going to mess up. God can take care of himself. You let him take care of himself. He can do a good job, but he's been doing it a long, long time. Don't be afraid to declare yourself. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, that have been redeemed out of the hand of the enemy. There's people today just don't want to talk about it. Well, we don't do that at work. Now, that's the wrong place to do it. Where else are you going to do it? You don't go to bars. Well, you shouldn't order anyway. I ain't saying you don't, but I'm saying you hadn't ordered. Where else you going to talk about the Lord then? Come on now. You do it at the grocery store. And you'll get a bit of a chance. But I'm talking about, you can talk to people that see your life. Every day. Every day. Declare yourself. Let the life you live declare it for you. Don't be afraid. God will never be put in a worse place by you or me than he's already taken himself. He went to some bad places to find people. You think you were bad? My goodness. Whew. I used to beat myself on head. Oh God. Oh God. I was so bad. And then I was ashamed to hold my head up. And you know what? I looked around, I saw some people, Lord, and I said, I'm a pretty good fella, wasn't I? I wasn't so bad after all. But you know what? It's while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He didn't die for us after we were redeemed. He died for us when we were sinners. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Declare yourself. Declare yourself to everybody. I'm not saying go around or jump up and down, shout on the street corner till you get arrested. I know people that have done that. That's why I'm warning you about it. I really do. I know some people that have done that. Now, that's not how you declare yourself. What did it say? It said, be ready at all times. Tell every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is within you. With fear and trembling. Tell them. And if they don't ask you, you strike up a conversation. And you start talking, hey, how you been? Well, it's good to see you. Well, yeah. How you been feeling? How's your wife? How'd you get it? Have you talked to the Lord today? Oh, you slipped that in there. And they'll answer without even thinking. Well, no. Oh. Then the eyes will get great big. They can't believe they've talked to you about the Lord. That opened the door. My wife told me the other day, she said, when we were talking about that very thing, and she said, well, that's easy for you. You can talk to anybody. I'm bashful. I'm not lying. I'm bashful, really. I'm one of the most shy people you will ever meet. Now, you quit looking like that, brother. It's true. I had to work at this. I had to take special pains to be able to talk to people. I couldn't talk to people without trembling. I couldn't talk to a stranger. For years, I couldn't talk to a stranger. And I wore my feelings on my sleeve now. I'm talking, if you spoke a cross word to me, I'd cry. But just a few years ago, if you spoke a cross word to me, I'd punch you in the nose. I don't do that anymore. And I don't cry about it either. But I had to work at it. I used to be very, very shy. I was bashful. Oh, I was very bashful. Anybody can talk to anyone. I get on an elevator now, there's not a stranger there. If they were when they got on, they weren't when they got off. I guarantee you. I'll tell you what. How many of you been on an elevator? You have five people on an elevator. Y'all stand back in the corner. You look down. Yeah, you look down here. You're not going to look over there. You're not going to look somebody in the eye. You ever see that? They don't get away with that when I'm on that elevator. They all come off laughing or mad because I got in their business. It's true. They either want to kill me or they want to take me home with them. Yeah. When they die. Serious? I do that. I make it a point. But I work at it. You can talk to anyone. Declare yourself. Anybody can do it. Oh, I can't do that, brother. I can't talk to folk. Yeah, you can. Oh, and the door will be open. And when it's open, you declare yourself. You declare this apostolic truth. You declare the name of Jesus. There's no sweeter name. There's no more beautiful name on anywhere in this universe. I'm going to tell you what, when you get troubled at night, when things are pressing in, and you're laying there in bed, and you just feel like something's pressing in on you. Oh, you ever been there? And you just, you can't feel nothing. You can't escape it. You don't know what's wrong. You just start saying, Jesus, 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 peace will come. It comes. I'm telling you, it comes. That's the way it happens. Peace will come. Declare that name. Declare it. Declare the name of Jesus. There's people out here that need that name. There's people that's going to reject it. A lot of people are going to reject it when you declare. People are going to reject you when you declare yourself. Don't stop. Don't stop. Jesus didn't stop. When he declared himself, you know what they did? They picked up stones. And when we started thinking about stones, man, we want to get something like this. That's not a stone. That's not stones like they had. They had the rocks. Big rocks. And they picked them up and started chunking them. Man, they wanted to hurt him. They wanted to take a hold of him. They wanted to pitch him off a cliff. He started declaring himself. He said, I and my Father are one. He said, before Abraham was, I am. Man, that's some powerful stuff. Declare yourself. Don't be afraid. Jesus wasn't afraid, and he's with you right now. He's with your heart. He's in your heart right now. And if he isn't, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, it's available to you tonight. I'm declaring that right now. It's available to you tonight. You can have it tonight before you leave. You can have the power to declare yourself. Scripture said, you'll receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost will come upon you to be witnesses unto me. I'm going to tell you, you got the power to declare yourself. Don't be afraid to declare yourself. Declare yourself and have your mind made up. And you won't struggle near like you used to. What? What did he say? Did he say, I don't have to struggle? I had somebody ask me that not long ago. Why am I having such a hard time? Why is it so hard for me to live for God? They came to me. We were talking about it. Why can't I just put this behind me? I said, when's the last time you've been to prayer meeting? Huh? When's the last time you've been to Tuesday night prayer meeting? Come on now. Declare yourself. You want to overcome? Come on and do it. Overcome right here. This is where you overcome. See, Scripture said they become overcomers by word of their testimony. You know what that meant? It meant they were killed for their testimony. They become overcomers by word of their testimony. If you testified that Jesus Christ was Lord in those days when they were talking about that, it was because you were going to be killed. They took your families away from you. They took your homes. They would take all your belongings. You couldn't get a job. And they murdered you. If you testified that Jesus Christ was Lord. Yeah. Become overcomers by word of your testimony. They were serious about it back then. Declare yourself. Make up your mind. That it's not that hard to do. It really is. It's really easy. I'm going to read just a little passage of Scripture here. Well, maybe a big passage of Scripture. And then we'll call it quits. I'm going to read to you out of Psalms. I want you to think about these words. About what's happening here. It's about the mystery of how the wicked prosper. It says, I'm in Psalm 73. It says, truly, God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. As for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. And I wondered, this is a person talking that loved God. But he had got to the point where he said, man, I almost backslid. I just came that close to backsliding. I almost backslid. Let's see why. He said, for I was envious at the foolish. When I saw the prosperity of the wicked, for there are no ends in their death, but their strength is firm. You ever think like that? Ooh, man, I was at work. I worked hard. 14 years, a little over 14 years. I worked hard at that place. I gave my all to that company. That was a problem, I think. I gave my all to the company instead of God. And I would work hard. And I was very good at what I did. And I knew the job well, better than most in the company. And there were thousands there. And it pained me to see somebody come in and be there just a short time and get promoted and become my boss, become my supervisor over and over and over again. And I began to see how they would prosper. And I began to watch how they prospered. And you know how they did it. Some people call it politicking. And they call it other things. There's things they call it, but you wouldn't repeat. But what it was, is they befriend the people above them. You go drinking with them. Go partying with them. Go to their houses. Go to the lake with them. Oh, I got a boat. Why don't you come to the lake with me? And man, I'm telling you what, that works. I saw it work over and over and over again. And I felt like if I couldn't be promoted on my merits, I'd just well stay where I was. And you know what? I stayed there. Woo! Yeah, the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their strength. There's no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. It seems like everything goes right for them. And sometimes you get thinking, man, I could be like that. I could be like that. I could get what they're getting. I could prosper a little bit better. You get to thinking like, don't tell me you haven't thought like that sometimes. Therefore, pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. They're always prideful. There's always violence around them. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. Well, they're just full of everything. They've got it all. Everything. The new house, they've got the boat, they got the car, they got two or three motorcycles. They got a bunch of kids that are giving them all kinds of trouble. And that's just what we want, right? They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. I had a guy that I worked with, and we became rather close. We were talking, and he would come and talk to me fairly often about things. And We were talking about the Lord. Oh, that stuff's not for me. That's what he said. You know, my wife, you know, she likes to get into that. She goes to church. She went last Easter. She's pretty religious. She goes 3 or 4 times a year. That ain't for me. Oh, I tell you what, that was tough. It wasn't for him. But I declared myself, and we began to talk and talk and talk and talk. And pretty soon he began to see, maybe Fry's not perfect. Maybe he's not quite as perfect as I think a Christian ought to be. But you know what? He's consistent. He might be consistently bad, but he's consistent. Amen. Come on now. I declared myself. Therefore, his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, how doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? I say, God doesn't see what I'm doing. Who is this God you're talking about? That's what they say. Yes, he doesn't know anything. I had a guy tell me, he said, the Christians, dear people are only Christians because they need a crutch. You ever heard that? Need a crutch. Well, if that's my crutch, give me some more. I like Jesus. I don't care what anybody says. I like Jesus. I like Jesus. I'm declaring it right now. I like Jesus. I like having the Holy Ghost. Come on now, yeah. I like what I've got. I like what's happening to me in my life. I like it. Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Seems like everything they do turns to gold. And then we're going to struggle. And then we're going to struggle again. And then we're going to go back and we're going to struggle some more. It seems like we didn't get nowhere. You know, there's a preacher that said, hey, if that's happening to you, you ain't living right. You just send me more money and you'll quit struggling. That's right. That's what he said. Send me more money, you quit struggling. I'm telling you what, if they can get all your money, you can't struggle. You won't have nothing to spend anyway. Oh, sometimes it seems like everything goes right for them. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocence. You know, don't ever get to feeling like living this life is in vain. This apostolic way is truth. It's truth and righteousness. There's peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. No other way. I don't care how you cut it. Like, they don't have to believe that God is God. They don't have to believe that there's a judgment. They don't have to believe that Jesus came and died for them. They don't have to believe that. Doesn't matter what they believe about the judgment, that day is still going to come. It's still going to be here. You don't have to believe it, but you do have to be there. Come on now. That's what I tell them. Declare yourself. Declare yourself. Make up your mind. Have your mind made up. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I shall offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. No matter what I do, it doesn't seem to go right. My boy told me that one time. He was probably about 7 or 8 years old. He said, I had the belt out and had him leaning across the bed. And he turned around and looked at me, tears rolling. I hadn't hit him yet. He said, Daddy, it don't matter. It don't matter no how hard I try. I just can't be good. Whooping that boy was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life at that point. He said, no matter how hard we try, sometimes we just can't do it right. Well, I'm going to tell you, the Lord still loves us and he still will chasten us. Think about it. Declare yourself. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, and then I knew their end. Until I went in the sanctuary of God. I'm telling you now, folks, if they're not living right, if they haven't done it the apostolic way, if they haven't got Jesus in, if they have been baptized in Jesus' name, if they're not filled with the Holy Ghost, there's only one end for them. Then all they've got is the prosperity they have here. Unless they change their ways. This is all the heaven they're going to get. Let them prosper. Don't begrudge it. Because one day, you're going to have all of heaven. It's yours. All of it. Every bit of it. It's yours. Don't begrudge them their prosperity today. That's all they're ever going to get of heaven. To all the heaven they'll ever have. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. Skip down to verse 21. See if we can't move this along a little bit. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I, and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. That man's repenting for the way he thought. He's repenting for almost backsliding. He's repenting because he envied the wicked and their prosperity. They've got nothing. They've got nothing out there. I've got something that the world can't give, and the world can't take it away. I've got something that the world can't give, and it keeps me day by day. I've got something we're talking about. Makes me sing and makes me shout. I've got something that the world can't give, and the world can't take it away. Let them have their prosperity. Don't begrudge it. But declare yourself, because you've got something that they don't have. So foolish was I and ignorant, I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I love that word. I like reading that. Everywhere you read that in the Bible, that's got something good behind it. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. By thy right hand. Thou hast holden me by thy right hand. Ooh. I am continually with thee. They've got prosperity. They've got riches. But man, they ain't going to get nothing good unless you declare it to them. You got to declare it to them, because they're not going to get what you've got if you don't. Declare it. Because God has held us by our right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. We've got a promise. We're going to something else. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. He ain't got nothing for me. World's got nothing for me. I've been there, done that. Don't want to ever do it again. Oh, there's some bad things out there. There's some bad things. And you know, the prosperity really in there, it's elusive. It's elusive. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring from thee. Now listen, the last verse, if you come. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. Declare yourself! Declare yourself. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. It's time to declare ourselves, people. It's time to declare ourselves to ourselves. Sometimes we don't know our own selves, it seems like. Sometimes we got to get up out the way. Sometimes we got to find a better way. When that man is driving in front of you and he can't declare what he's fixing to do, there's confusion. There's things that could happen that could ruin your whole day and his too. Your family and his family. Because there's confusion there. Don't let confusion reign in your life. Declare yourself today. Declare yourself. Let's all stand. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we need to declare ourselves. Pastor, would you come?
We declare your glory in this place.
We declare your glory in this place. We declare your glory. Declare your glory. We declare your glory in this place. We declare your glory in this place. We declare your glory in this place.
We declare your glory. Declare your glory. declare your glory in this place.
We declare your glory in this place. We declare your glory.
Declare your glory.
We declare your glory in this place. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, praise God. Let's spend some time in prayer tonight. Amen. Before we are dismissed, let's come together in prayer and let's declare our love and our commitment to Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you, Brother Fry, for bringing to us the Word of God.